Mitch. I'm very well. Happy New Year.
Yes, you as well. Did you have a lovely festive season?
I did. Okay. I did. Relaxed and, you know, warm.
Relaxed and warm is the way to spend it. And I guess it's not been a great start to the year in some ways because, of course, David Bowie, the news, we received it Australia time Monday evening. But Dr. Lisa Meyer, you were saying off air that you used to sing along to David Bowie in the car when it was a big deal.
I did. He was very much a part of me growing up and discovering music. And yeah, it was just so shocking, I think, to hear that he died and knowing that he'd just put out another album.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be good today to just kind of actually see if there were any Sydney connections with David Bowie.
And of course there are.
There are. Everything comes back to Sydney, doesn't it? Especially in this segment. And yeah, look, one of my favourite Bowie songs, the film clip actually includes scenes from Sydney. And the song I'm talking about is Let's Dance.
Classic.
Classic. And it got a lot of press, I think, in Australia recently, just, you know, to celebrate, I guess, his Australian connections. It was filmed partly in a pub in Western New South Wales, in Corinda, and then partly in Sydney.
Yeah.
So it's really great, actually, because you watch it and we get to see some landscapes of Sydney from around 1983. That's when it was released, 1983. So it was probably filmed back in 1982. And it's kind of same, but different.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, some kind of time capsule of sorts.
It is. It is. That's one of the great things about, I guess, the development of film and what we're able to achieve as historians looking back at it. So there's scenes on the harbour, at a Sydney beach, in a machine shop, working, which again is just is quite old school in a way. Mm. That was apparently filmed in Guildford. There's a scene where they're wandering through the Strand Arcade and literally down the road, on the road from this studio.
Yeah.
Down on Broadway, which is really funny. Apparently they just sort of kind of semi-stopped the traffic and started filming.
Like a Saturday morning, yeah.
Yeah.
And what I guess is really remarkable about this clip is that David Bowie, and just reading about his sort of reasons behind the clip, is actually trying to make a few statements with this.
Yeah, which I think is really striking. And you watch the film clip today and it's still really powerful. The focus of the song is a young Aboriginal couple, boy and a girl, and they go from outback, you know, Australia. They're dancing in the pub, and then they come to Sydney, where they kind of get caught up in this white capitalist world, as Bowie describes it in an interview when he was talking about the song, and just this kind of clash of cultures and their total oppression in this white capitalist society. And it's a really powerful clip. And, you know, this is way before Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
You know, and Beds Are Burning and, you know, all their other kind of political statements. And it was really amazing and pretty amazing that you know, he just kind of picked two young Aboriginal dancers from Sydney's Aboriginal Islander Dance Theatre and sort of said, you know, come with me. We're going to do this video. And I think it still really speaks today. And Bowie at the time really talked about how he was struck by the racism in Australia. And he really called that out. And I think that, you know, all power to him, because Australia was and still is, I think, in many ways, an extremely racist country.
Yeah.
And you know, this just put it right there in young people's faces and really sort of got them thinking about it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. And there's another clip as well,
we should
mention as well. Another one from the same album, and it's China Girl. And there's scenes around Chinatown District in a restaurant and along Dixon Street. There are scenes around Sydney Harbour showing a hydrofoil. Now, some of our listeners might not even know what a hydrofoil
is. What's a hydrofoil?
It was a type of fast ferry. It's like better than a jet cat, right?
Oh.
So it looks like a little ferry, but then it takes up speed and it's got these foils at the front that it lifts up on and it like scoots along really, really fast. And they were what people used to get on to go between Manly and Circular Quay really quickly.
Right.
Hydrofoils.
What happened to them?
They phased them out. They said they were uneconomical and they replaced them with the Jet Cats. Okay. They're not nearly as fun.
No, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a separate segment maybe on hydrofoils. Go see it. There's a little hydrofoil there, and if you look at the front of the bow, you can kind of see it's up on these little feet.
Gotcha.
And there's scenes of the Harbour Bridge, and there's a musician playing a double bass on the Man O' War steps right beside the Opera House. So that's worth having a look at. And again, that song explored racism, you know, and sort of a relationship between a Chinese woman and a white man. So, you know, he was kind of really interested in exploring this side of things and realised, I guess, the power that he had as a celebrity, as a, you know, superstar musician, that he can make these statements and get people thinking about how we live in our society.
Yeah, definitely worth something thinking about, even, you know, 40 plus years on. Wonderful stuff, Dr. Lisa Murray. Welcome back for 2016. Great to have this segment back on board on 2SER 107.3.